Begin the current daf and sech the Sanhedrin daf to test. So begin the Ma'al, begin the test Ma'al, begin the Gemara, Hain Yuskan HaMemuna. So we see that the same one that we call the Memuna, it refers to the Skan. But it says two individuals are on his right. So how do you know that we're referring to the Skan? So it says, B'lekel Mimbi cannot say Dainim Shulch Sha'ava, that's the Kain Gadol that was removed. The Pshita Delay Mikrim Munah is obviously not called a deputy. It must mean the Skan. Over Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yitzadik Pirish, he actually explains, no, demashim masnitin, that there's two halachas that we infer from the Mishnah, gam kashu mesnachem me'acherim, that's also when he's getting consoled from others. The mamatzai, that they're also, that the deputy puts him in the middle between him and the people. Umaysef, who, kol am oim loy b'chulo, and just that it's just that adding on this idea that what the people tell him, etc. Based on that, Abraisa Bukamar, Meshuch Shabbal Osagabe. In that case, the Meshuch Shabbal has not even there. So, and it's still using the term Memuna, and therefore that's how we know it refers to the Skan. Next test, Master begins Gemara Shmamina, Vilma Smabuchulu. What we confirm from this is that the mourners are from the left of the people. Pidish, where we see this, that we learned in the Mishnah Mamatze Bein Elbein Am, that we have the Skan has the Kangol between him and the people. What is in the Brayso? Reish Beis Ahav Avel Mismoilei at the Reish Beis Ahav, and the morning side says Lef V'Chol Am and all the people. So Am obviously Shehiu Am Rishayim Mismoilei, that the people should be first to his left. And if that's the case, V'Mkin Avel Mayim Mismoilei Am, that means the mourners were to the left of the people, because everything was on the left of the Kohen Gadol. Next says Matan begins the Gemara. Avol Malchi Beis David Don B'Don Meisei, but kings from the Davidic dynasty, they judge and they judge them. So it says, Matemite asked to take a second look. He says, how are you going to say this? Chi Eich Yochel Odin, how could he judge? But Amir Leel, but we said previously, Meshiv Melech B'Sanhedrin, you can never point a king in the Sanhedrin, which you need to execute people. It says in the Pasuk Leisana Ariv, which although it's we read it as Rav, that you can't disagree with the greater one. So you can't disagree with him. So he has to go first, but then once he says first, no one's going to be able to say anything, so he can't be on the Sanhedrin. So how could Malchus Beis David be done? So it says, for someone to say, Dacha Mari, he would talk about Davka Ladun Din Mamnas. You're right, they would specifically judge only monetary law. To Leich Beslan, where it doesn't bother us, Im Lo Yuchul Lan Nesacharav, if they cannot respond, if no one else could disagree with him. Because I mean, like, they must have learned of Lam Beis and Beis, Din Mamnas, by monetary law, actually, Maschim and the Gul, we start from the greater judge, and even though no one's going to disagree, we don't care. It's only by Din Nefarsha that we care. But what is difficult is Dafil Din Nefarsha is Nami Ashkechan. We actually find that he actually judged even for Din Nefarsha. Because like it says the Pasuk Shmuel Aleph, V'yachker Gam David Es Charba, he girled his sword, the Halakamon, Yalfinimine, which we learn out later on, Dafil Mubamad Aleph, the Din Nefarsha is that regarding capital punishment, Schilman Atzad, you start from the side, and the Kimishay Chaysh of David Asmila Melech, since David considered himself as a king, Hey Chayyadan Imam, how did he judge with them to kill? Where he was coming to execute. There's something you can say is, no, Kimichal Yo'isad din lechavoydai, that was actually for his on Al-Shamar novel by, because novel rebelled against him. Lahoy loy baishes, there was no shame in Yudabrachim lefanim, the others are going to speak before him. So you see that the whole point is because the covet of the king that no one could disagree, and you can't start from the small one either. So therefore, when David was judging Novel, they didn't have this. And Aval Bashar Malchabes David, but by the other, obviously there's no Baishas, because the whole thing was because Novel is rebelling, and it's all for his honor. So even if someone's going to speak up, that's not going to be problematic. But Bashar Malchabes David Vadi Ein Dan, Din Nefashah, Ketapir should be right. Of course, the other Malchabes David definitely would not judge capital punishment because of Leisana Al-Riv. Next test, Matthew begins the Gemara. Yane Melech, Omer al Galech, get up on your feet, Yidabach, let them testify against you. So it says, but then we can say, wait a second. For me, Hasam, but we say over there, Avol Talmud Chacham, Ein Tzarich Lamed, even a Talmudic scholar does not have to stand. Mishum the high assay, the high assay, because it's a positive commandment that they should stand. Positive commandment, Talmud Chacham, to honor him. But I say the Kabbatayr, Adif, and the honor, the mitzvah of honoring a Talmud Chacham is better. Because the Amar Perek Shur says, like the Gemara says on over the Nevelam and Beis. So says to Isaac, keeping the Chacham in the Tzach Lamed, if the sage doesn't have to stay, and Kolshke Melech for sure, King the Tvei, other Melech with Tamal Chacham, where his honor is greater than Tamal Chacham, with the Amalek, Kamalek, the Gemara says, Amad Beza Filaman, Dama Rabsha, Mochel Al Kavoy Doik, Kavoy De Mochel, even according to the one who says, that Tamal Chacham that pardons his honor, it's pardon, but Melech Shem Mochel Al Kavoy Doik, Kavoy De Mochel, his honor could not be pardoned. Shalom Ha'kisim Baz, Tazim Tazim Melech Melech Bechulu, his aim has to be on you. So if Tamal Chacham doesn't have to stand, why does a Melech have to stand? Yeshem Tesis, but he says, no, the Vadi, I say the Kavater Adiv. No, most definitely the positive commandment honoring a Tamal Chacham is better than that of a Melech. Vimkin, if that's the case, Avapi Shein Tamal Chacham Yitzar Chalamet, even though Tamal Chacham does not have to stand, Yanah Yitzar Chalamet, yeah, Yanah would have to stand. I, behind the Tamal Chacham Yochalim Chal Kavod, you're asking, but you see a Tamal Chacham, which could pardon his honor, Mashayin Kim Melech, which is not the case by King. That's just because the pasuk, the comment that says that is his awe has to be on you. The honoring of the king comes because Hashem's commandment. You cannot remove the king himself. Cannot remove Hashem's mitzvah. It's his Torah. He could pardon his honor. The shalai, it's his. It's not Hashem's. It's his. The Kedamin Mesech David Zalik, the Mesech David Zalik, David Tesim and Alf, but Chil Nikos Al Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First, the Torah is called on Hashem's name. Well, Besayif, and then when Tamal Chacham learns it, Nikos Al Shemesh is called on his name, Shalom HaKadosh in the Pasig, Ki Im Besayichas Hashem Chavtzai, it's only in the Torah of Hashem that's his desire. So it's first called Torah Hashem. And then the Betechas Yagim Alayla, in his Torah, he tells day and night, when it's his own, then it's called his own Torah, therefore that's when he can be Meichle. Next to his Mata begins the Gemara. Yana Melech, Amelach, Galech, Bechulu, Yana Melech, stand up on your feet. Says Tosis Vodam in the Perek Shavuos Edis, but the Gemara says about the Shavuos Taf Lamed Amnav Shem Ratzu Lahishiv Shneihem. If you want both litigants to sit down, Meshibin they could sit. Teina Aser LeEchad Oymin VeEchad Yeshiv. The whole Isra of having litigant, which is why they're making Yannick stand, is only if one is standing, one is sitting. So Mekin, if that's the case, Lo Yamelik Tzarich Lamed. The king didn't have to stand. Well, that's Yashiv. That's a Ketan Tamid Beis. As long as you have Oyser Shaket Negdid, the other one litigant also sitting. So it says we are something. He says no. The Din of Hashashani. Capital punishment is different that they have to stand. Or in another part you could say is halcha of a kabbalas edus. Here it was regarding accepting testimony against them. Kabbalas edus and the acceptance of the testimony kishas gemar din. It's like the time of the verdict. Kishas gemar din at time of the verdict. Amrina on perik shvur is edus over the nevlam of beis. The bar kolim and agrees the yonim yeshiva the judges have to be sitting ubal din bamida and the litigants have to be standing. If that's the case, you have to be careful when the courts have the litigants sit, even if they're letting them, because you could have it, because they're both sitting. They should not be sitting at the time of acceptance of the testimony, and not the time of the verdict, because the shas kabbalas edus, because like we said, the time of accepting the testimony is considered like the time of the verdict, which we said they have to be standing.